It's never been easy to raise taxes or create new ones in Texas, but if lawmakers are going to fill a $10 to $20 billion budget hole, they may have to, which is why the House Ways and Means Committee held a hearing to talk about a few of the state's current tax exemptions and whether they should be lifted to raise additional tax dollars. John Kennedy is with the Texas Taxpayers and Research Association. He told the committee to be careful about how it shifts taxes.
You know, the stories are legion about the late 60s. When I believe the Senate passed a tax on food for home consumption, and then consumers from around the state were bussed into the Capitol to pack the House gallery when they took up the bill. You got to be cognizant of what the citizens will or will not accept.
Kennedy also talked about how shifting taxes on products can lead to unintended consequences for the businesses that produce those items. Low tax advocates will often say that raising taxes is a great way to get businesses to leave Texas. But committee chair, Brownsville Democrat Rene Oliveira, just doesn't buy that argument.
After 26 years up here, I've become very skeptical of the concept of people fleeing from Texas. You know, you've heard me say it before, and I probably sound redundant, but Bob Bullock used to say they ought to pay us to come to Texas.
That skepticism really showed when Texas Beverage Association Representative Ish Arebelos talked to lawmakers about why it would be bad to lift the current tax exemption on bottled water. Arebelos laid out a handful of concerns, including the negative impact on the bottling business. Oliveira wasn't buying it.
Frankly, I didn't hear a lot of compelling reasons why we shouldn't include this in the other areas.
Mr. Chairman, water is essential to everyday life. It's a necessity. Water is a food item.
While it may be a necessity, lawmakers don't have many choices to close the budget shortfall, which leads many to believe the multi-billion dollar budget hole will be filled with a combination of three things: spend some or all of the state's rainy day fund, cut the budget, raise additional revenue. For KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.